Okay, we are in Yud Gimel Amud Beis. So what am I supposed to do? Skip this? Again, Yud Gimel Amud Beis. We are up to Gufa, about halfway down. I didn't count the lines. Right across Tysus Gufa is the Gemara Gufa. Gufa Marav Huna Marav. Because we brought in one opinion that said that the way the kinyan works is something called Maimit Shlashtam. When you have three people here, and the one who owns it has either it's a loan, Machlaikas, or a Pekladin by somebody, and he wants to give it to a third party, and all three parties are here, and he says, give it to him, automatically that is a transfer of ownership. That is called Maimit Shlashtam. Gufa Amarav Huna Marav. Manali Biyatcha. Somebody says, you owe me $100, or you have $100 of mine, depending if it's a milva or a pekladin. Give it to the pliny, and b'mayim mitzlashtam, and all three parties are standing there, kana. Amarava, mistabra milso derab pekladin. This makes sense by an item that is a distinct item, meaning a pekladin. Ava b'milva, but a debt. So there is no $100 around. It is a debt of $100. Lie. It doesn't make sense. But Kim, I swear that I'm a rabbi of Ilabanova. He said it even though my milva, even though I don't understand how it can work, because there's no item to transfer, but Rab says it works. If my nami over Shmuel Mishmeda Levi, Melvili Biyotcha, Tenei Lamhaidi Bemaimit Shlashtam, Kana. It says in the Farish, by a milva. Levi said it, even by a low, it's Kana. No Rashi. I'm sorry? It's not. It's milva. Milva means a debt. There's no item. Pekudin means there's an item. The item can be money. The item can be an item. Frank the Gemara. The time am I. Why does it work? Ram Kohn's Kasha. The time am I. Frank the Gemara. Why does my Mishlashtim work? Now, the Gemara is going to try many approaches. I'm going to cheat. And at the end, the Gemara is going to say, it works because Chazal said it works. So, we're going to try different approaches. But at the end of the day, the Gemara is going to call it a hilchas b'loy taima. It's just a halacha without any reasoning of why it works. Chazal said, it works. So then it works. They made up this kinyan. That's what the Gemara is going to end up. But at this point, the Gemara is going to try to make it a biblical kinyan. Why does it work? Where is the transaction? Zuck the Gemara of the time of Mad. Amar Amemar. Nasa Kaimar Le B'Shas Matan Moaz. In every loan, it is as if he says, Shabbat Naloch L'Didach L'Chod Asa Machmasach. This is a built-in condition that people, the Chazal, put into every loan. And they said that when you borrow money, automatically the borrowing money creates a shibud. I'm not talking about a shibud on your property. I'm talking about a lien on you, an obligation on you. It's called a shibud. If I borrow $100 from Baruch Maisha, I have a shibud to pay him that $100. Call it shibud, call it debt, call whatever it is, an obligation. What created that obligation? Me taking the money creates an obligation to pay it back. So Zucht Amemar, that Chazal said that a built-in clause in every loan is that I say, I will pay you or whoever you want me to pay back. That's what I'm obligating myself to. When I take the $100 from Baruch Maisha, I'm obligating myself not only to pay Baruch Maisha back, but to pay anybody he would want me to pay back. And therefore, if he tells me in front of the people, give it to him, my original obligation was to give it to whoever he tells me to give it to. Now the chiddush is that the three have to be here. Why? If it's only because I obligated myself, why can't he tell me privately? Why does the recipients have to be here? So the Mefarshim speak out, because then it's a serious statement. Things that he doesn't tell me in front of the recipient, he might change his mind 6 times. Whereas if he says it in front of the recipient, it gives it a certain credibility. And the reason I'm obligated to pay that recipient is because I originally said, The original understanding in a loan is I will pay back either the one who lent it to me or whoever he tells me to pay back. So I made the shibud to anybody he authorizes to take the money. Now, that authorization has to be done in a credible way. And the way it's done in a credible way is by having all three participants. That's the svara that the Mefarshim say in this Havamina. It is a Havamina, but that's what the Gemara says.
Well, you know, I'm surprised that no one said the pshat would be is, I borrowed the money from this fellow. I have to start trying to find that guy that you want me to give the money to. And it's
again. I'm asking, why does he have to be here? Why can't he be in Shul? Why can't he come over to me privately, Baruch Hamayim, and say, give the money to Corey? Why does he have Corey have to be here?
I'm saying because it's not mistaken that the low there should have to try to find Corey.
Again, I have to find him. Tells me to give it to Corey. Corey's right here.
No, but...
He told it to me yesterday when Corey wasn't here. I don't know if Corey was here yesterday or not. But let's say he told it to me yesterday by Mincha. He said, do me a favor, pay that loan that you owe me to Corey. Why isn't that good?
Why should you try to find Corey?
Because I owe the money to him.
You owe money to the...
I have to find him. I'll find Corey. What difference does it make who I find? Anyway,
that's...
He told me to pay him. We're telling now, we say the original obligation is to pay. I'm not paying Corey now. My mind is flushed, I'm not paying him now.
That's
3 days. It's only a month from now. We're all three here. Baruch Meisha says, Yitzchak, pay Corey. So automatically, I'm obligated to Corey. I'm not paying him today.
But you're going to pay him.
I'm going to have to find him.
That's not right.
That's part of the loan. You're
exactly.
Me too.
I have to find him too. I don't understand this.
He dealt with you.
So what difference does it make? What difference does that make?
You never heard of this thing called low ball? Have you never had this low ball dwarf on my toe?
That's when Corey comes and has no involvement. Here he's telling me to pay Corey.
My wife has agrees with
me. Your wife agrees with you? I'm happy. Mrs. Cohen, I'm happy you agree with your husband. No.
Why would it be because so that the person receiving the money knows who it's really coming from?
Again, it's nice, Swara, but let's say he told you privately. Why do all three participate? I'm just speaking out without letting him ask according to this Havamina. Yeah. If the Havamina is I obligated myself originally to pay whoever he tells me to pay, why do you have to be here? The answer is because it makes it a credible transfer. I thought people were going to ask me, what if you do it in front of witnesses? Why isn't that credible enough? I have no answer to that question.
That's a good question.
That's what I thought Abraham Cohen was going to ask. I thought he was going to ask that question.
I think
Corey's
question was...
Yeah. So,
Trashy. If he can't say that I really don't like him, I don't have anything to do with him, I'd rather not...
That was the original understanding in every loan. It's a built-in clause. Again, this is a Havamina in the Gemara.
And this is also, according to this, Rabbi saying this is Deraisa?
Yeah. If I'm a Shabbat myself, it's a Deraisa. If I owe Baruch Meisha money, is that a Deraisa?
Yes.
So if I say I'll pay whoever he tells me to pay to, it's a Deraisa.
This has to be done at the moment of the loan. Okay.
It doesn't have to be spoken out.
No,
it's an automatic.
Later, he can say, please pay so-and-so.
100%. Because originally I agreed to pay whoever he tells me to pay. Okay. That was the understanding in every loan. Does not have to be spoken out. It is an automatic clause. There's a legal word for it. I don't know if Harvey is on. A word that some things are automatically included even if they're not spoken out.
Harvey's on, but he's trying to think of the word you're thinking of.
That is a word for it. It's an automatic. I've got it right away. It's a legal word for it.
Oh, you're
son. The Milton the Shmuel Garcinan, Milvali Biatra, my time in Bibu Vakana, less of eight in the Liknik. See, the Gemara doesn't seem to have a problem with Pekuddin. Pekuddin, he has it. he tells me, give it to, I have it. I have his Pekat, and he tells me, give it to Corey. The Gemara doesn't seem to have a problem that it becomes Corey's. The item is by me. So now I'm watching it for Corey. So I'm kind it for Corey. But the question is by Milva, there's nothing here. The answer is, not the Kaima Leloi Vilamalva. B'shasmat Mo'astalva. M'shabadna Mahashta L'choma Da Asim Achmatzach. I'm being mishabed myself to anybody who comes from your power. That reveals the mishas matan mos ishtabed lei. It means I was mishubed to Corey from the moment I accepted the money from Baruch Moshe.
So Corey was there then at that moment.
He doesn't have to have been there at the moment of the loan. I was mishabed myself to whoever Baruch Moshe will tell me to pay.
Who's the third person then?
Again, at that point, there's no third person. But when he decides to give it to Corey, all three of us have to be there.
Not at this moment?
Not at the moment of the loan.
Sorry.
It seems to be a constant problem, yes.
I'm listening to Rebbe instead. That's Chaviv Lee.
What are you answering the question? Silly question.
No, I thought this time it would have to be there.
He doesn't have to be there at the time of the loan.
I'm not for sure it has to be.
No, he doesn't. When I accept the money from Baruch Moshe, it's an automatic obligation that I will pay whoever he tells me to pay.
But if I'm not sure, so when you pay it after 30 days, whatever it is, all three people have to be there.
No!
So when does it?
Whenever he decides to give it to Corey. I borrowed the money on January 1st, and the loan is due February 15th. So he comes to me on February 1st. And he says, pay Corey instead of me. There, Corey has to be there when he says that.
Not that complicated, my gosh.
That's because you have a viewer there, Eretz Yisrael Machim. You're in Eretz Yisrael, so it's not complicated.
Rabbi, I'm sitting in a stender by the Kaitel. Just some vision.
Wowie. Oh, I'm so jealous.
Wow.
Wow.
I'm rarely jealous of people, but I'm really jealous.
It's like 1 p.m, you're having lunch.
Is that the Kaisel? Ah.
No offense, but I think Dr. Harris should take over.
Big mistake.
Dr. Gemara Weiter. Elamiata, according to you, there's a problem. Because what, I'll speak of that outside. What if I borrowed money from Baruch Moshe for 20 years? $10,000 for 20 years. 5 years later, somebody is born. So he's 15 years, 13 years after that for Bar Mitzvah present. Baruch Moshe comes over and says, you know the loan that's due 2 years from now that you borrowed 13 years ago, right, whatever it was. I want you to give it to that bar mitzvah kid. You borrowed money from me a long time ago. The kid wasn't born at the time you borrowed the money. But he got born, he's bar mitzvah now. I'd like to give him a bar mitzvah gift. That loan that you owe me will be the bar mitzvah gift to the kid. Now, he wasn't around at the time of the loan. So I couldn't have been mishabed myself to that kid. He wasn't here. According to this svara, it shouldn't work. The guy on the Shabbat too has to be in the world at the time of the Shibud.
If it's a long-term loan, it's such a long term of a loan, 15 years.
Fine. It's his upsharing present.
But there's so many possibilities that he can consider at that time.
Again, the Shibud is created at the time of the loan.
I understand.
The time of the loan, the recipient wasn't around. I can't be Meshabbat myself to somebody who's not around.
You're Meshavet not to a person, you're Meshavet to whoever. Don't know who
whoever has to be around for the, again, at what moment is the Shibud Chal? At the time of the loan. In fact, the Gemara Amalur Vashila Meimer Matahik Loyalodim, it was Maknit, the people who weren't born yet, don't have the Meshavet and Moss, they weren't there when the guy took the money. Okanami Loyalodim. That filu remeir damer makne other makne davar shloy b'liyolo. Even remeir says you can sell something that's not here. Hani milu lid davar sheyesh nabiyolo. He only holds it to something that's here. Avel davar shein nabiyolo. Boy, you can't sell to somebody that's not here. You can't make a shibut to someone who doesn't exist. Rashi. Zogt Rashi, hiknam avadu l'neiladim. Shazam, and l'neiladim means born later. Shazam, akabal neilad l'achar ha'isavah. He was born after the loan. Chokinami l'ekanu, the kibbutz, the time of Mishim Shibuda, the time is because of the Shibud. The kibbutz l'aleilayva, b'shas havah, that the leilayva was makabal the time of the loan, l'shtabudi l'ha'i d'asi makmasehu. To be Meshabed himself, who comes from the guy's power. He wasn't there. Like, honey. Tells the fruit that's going to grow in the tree. Wherever my trap, my netting will gain fish. So there goes that Svara. Because that Svara would limit it to only people who are around, and we don't find such a limitation by Maimon Shlashta. Elamar Avashi, a new Svara.
Why not? Why not? Why don't we find that? Why isn't that a limitation?
Because that's not the reason, obviously. You're right. The reason is, if this would have been the reason, there would have been the limitation. Ravashi said, since we don't find that limitation, that obviously is not the reason.
If I borrow money, then the lender, I'm obligated to the lender. How I pay back the lender is up to the lender. In other words, he's going to tell me later on who to pay the money to. That's the case here, right? He hasn't told me yet.
Again, let me say again. I borrowed money in January 1st, due February 15th. On February 1st, he tells me, in front of Corey, pay Corey. Then on February 10th, he calls me up and says, I changed my mind. Who do I pay?
Is there a moment?
Three of us were there, and he said to me, pay Corey.
I would guess.
Why do I pay Corey? I don't owe Corey a penny.
Because he gave the obligation.
How does that obligation transfer?
You mean what kind of Kenyan?
Exactly, that's the Gemara's problem. What kind of Kenyan? Where is the transaction? So the Gemara says that because since I told him I'll listen to whatever he says, the minute he does it in a credible way, the Shibud originally was from anybody he told me in a credible way. Therefore it says. Dr. Gemara Vaitela Maravashi, a new thing. Now, the Gemara is making an assumption. Most people, most borrowers, are happy to have a new guy to pay. Because I owe Baruch Maish already a month. He wants his money. Right. I know when February 15th comes, he's going to be on my doorstep. He transfers it to Corey, who just got it. Corey, be nicer to me. So I gain on the deal that he's transferring it. I receive pleasure. I receive the pleasure of having a new lender, a new person to pay. And the Gemara assumes that most new people that are taking over a loan will be kinder to the borrower than the original lender, who wants his money back. But Corey never had this money. So it was new money to him. So he'll be nicer. He won't sit on top of me like Baruch Maisha would. Let me give it to Gemara a chance. Ella, Dr. Gemara, by he hana. The Kamishtanya lay be milvah lishana le milvah chadasha. And malvah chad lishana and malvah chadasha. That is changing from a different person. Gomer mashabat nafshi. That creates a shibud now. I receive pleasure that makes me want to pay Corey. So I transfer my owing the money to Corey. Corey gave me something. What did he give me? The fact that he's going to be nicer to me. So automatically I received something for in order to be meshabed myself.
And therefore?
So I owe Corey. But that happens at the time of my betrothal, not at the original loan.
But that doesn't mean that the date has been extended.
No.
The pressure of that
thing. He might give me more time.
Yeah, but on the other hand, I would say that the difference for opposite, that would be another person knows now that I borrow money.
Listen, I can't stop him from telling people that I borrow money anyway. The El Yashav family, the Kavsi Vishakli Le'alter, they beat people up. And they take the loan as soon as it's due. Economically, honey. So what if Baruch Moshe decided to give it to somebody who, on the day that loan is due, would get his money? So there's no pleasure to the leiva. So did that look a change? Now, you could say like plug, but the person speak out that the Gemara is saying there's a huge minority out there of people that are not so nice. and they don't receive a loan and play nice guy. Adarabba, they're meaner than the first lender. So, are you going to start telling me it works for some and not for others? We don't find such a halacha. So every Maimon Shlushtam would have to go through this test. Is the guy a nice guy? Is the guy a mean guy? We don't find that that Maimon Shlushtam should depend who the recipient is. There's three halachas. The Chazal made it as halacha, and there's no reason. They created it. There's no reason it works. It works because Chazal said it works. The mechanism is because Chazal said it works. Why did they do it? They felt this kingdom was a necessary kingdom. And they made it up.
And then Nailed also be included?
Everybody's included. Mean guy, nice guy, Nailed, not Nailed. It's a new kingdom. You want to know how it works? I can't tell you. It works because it works. Why did they want to do it? Taisa says, because kinyanim are hard to do sometimes. It saves the pressure of having to make a good kinyan. That's what Taisa says. Taisa says, there's a reason why they instituted it, but the mechanism is a hokus of a lifetime. They did it to save the need to make a kinyan, because on a loan it's hard to make a kinyan, and the pekadon is not here, I can't make mashiach. It makes it complicated. Kinyan drabanim.
If there's a star plate, I just give it to him? Give it to the new recipient?
That's a different story. Can you sell a star? I'm not going to get involved in that now. We'll wait for the second parent. Similar, it's the power of Ben. Yes. They created a kingdom. It's better than Hefker Ben and Hefker. Hefker Ben and Hefker means they take it away. They don't necessarily give it to somebody. And if they do, they gave it to somebody. Here, they're saying, this is a way you give things over. So there's a Gemiras Das. Except, how does it work? There's no Kenyan. Yes, there is. Similar to the handshake in the diamond, Mazel Bracha. The diamond industry, you say the word Mazel Bracha, it's a transaction. Recognized by the U.S. government, at least it was. Because that was the decision to make. So this is Chazal's decision that this is what happens. So the Gemara is not saying there was no reason for them to do it. There was a reason for them to do it. But they did it without any mechanism. They just made it work.
So Rava said that this works only by Milva, whereas Lady...
No, one said it only works by Pekadon, and one said it even works by Milva. Yeah, Dr. Harris, you had a question?
Well, just this whole thing about how the debtor resolves to obligate himself to the new creditor. He's not a new creditor. He's paying money that he borrowed from that guy to Corey. So why is Corey going to be nice to him?
Let's say I don't have the money here. Who's going to make life more miserable for me? The old creditor or the new guy? Where do I get? Who would I rather have to deal with? The guy
Corey's
was nice enough
upset.
To lend me money. I'm not paying him back on time. Or the guy who never lent me the money, who received this as a bonus, as a, you know, great thing. So who's going to be less going after me? Who's going to see me in shul in the morning and say, good morning? It's a lot, by the way, but that's making a difference. Who's going to bother me more?
Isn't Corey going to go after the original creditor? Because I don't care. I'm not. Don't get me anyone else. You will borrow the money. You owe me the money. Don't get Corey. Don't get the middle guy involved.
Kamaisha gave to Corey. That I owed Baruch Moshe money, now I owe Corey the money, right? Who's going to treat me nicer? I never borrowed the money from Corey. Evan says there are people that even though they didn't lend you the money, but if they have a right to collect money, we'll drive you nuts because they got that money. And that's the Gemara's answer. You can't rely on that swara. Depends who the recipient is.
Right.
I'd be a guy who's in the mafia. You know, they don't play around.
Right.
Rashi. Dr. Rashi, I know the Kamistanya High Milva, the Gabahai, Mimalva Yishon, the Mava Kadasha, from the old lender to the new guy, but Nayakwe Litka Saparan say, it's easier to push off the payment date. Gabar Hashta, Mishasamira, Mishabit Napshim, Belev Shalom Lahai. I'm being meshabed myself to Kuri, or mintik mekama, and taking away the shibud from Baruch Meisha. Kanhani the Beba al Yashav. And my mekama was the Adam Chazak. The recipient was a strong person. Shein amamten, he doesn't wait. Kanhani the Beba al Yashav. Kehilka simulai taime, ki ilu kiblu maisha locha la maisha misinai. It's as if it just works. Shein tzarech lasas batam. They don't have to tell you how it works. So we take a look at Tysus. It's a very important line. Beginning of the Tysus Kehilchus Ablai Taiman. Pirish Mashamayo Liknas. The way it works is the Hilchus Ablai Taiman. Avatam Yesh Lama Tiknu Chama Maim Vachlashtam. There's a reason they did it. Tiknu Shle Yitzayach Lisrayach Lisrayach Vachlashtas Kinyanam. The reason they did it is they wanted to save people the necessity to make Kinyanam. They said, you know what? We'll make a Kinyan that just works. So it's very important because it's going to get in the next few lines. The Hilchus Ablai Taiman is the mechanism, not why they did it. It's not like they woke up one morning and said, we're creating a new thing. Why? No reason. No, they don't work that way. They had a reason. People were having difficulty figuring out which kinyan to make on what item. So they said, you know what? We'll save you that Agmas Nefesh. We'll make a kinyan, new kinyan. It works because we said it works. By the way, it's one of the kinyanim they do by Chametz.
Oh, I was going to ask that. I can't believe that.
When they do about eight, they do a million kechamelim. They do a whole bunch of kinyanim with the guy for Chametz. I'm there when Rabbi Herschel tells the guy the Chametz. So he says to the guy, one of the ways we have a transaction is if I tell you in front of, if I tell the people that have the Chametz in front of you, right, the messengers who are selling the Chametz, that we're giving you the Chametz. And that might be a transaction that works. It's not so simple that my mishloshkin works by a guy. So the guy shakes his head, whatever he's told, and he shakes his head, And they do that kinyan as one of the kinyanim, the chalipin and kesnev and mashicha and my mishloshkin and idisa. They do all kinds of different things. I think they do my mishloshkin. I shouldn't say for sure. If I remember correctly, they do my mishloshkin.
Three people possibly at the
Mechiras. There's a lot of people by the Mechiras Chav. Yeah. You can go watch.
Never been invited to.
There's no reason to invite the public, but if you want to come watch, there are people to come watch.
That last night, I
think,
over there.
Where did it happen?
Last year you had night suicide.
Every city tells
one. Not everybody. Most Rabbanim make Rabbi Herschel the Shliach to sell whatever people made them the Shliach to sell. Rabbi Groomer Zuchanovelka used to do it. When he got not well, he gave it over to Rabbi Herschel. Rabbi Haikin's there, Rabbi Gross is there, and I'm there, Rabbi Bernstein's there. All the moment.
I'm selling my chametz to.
You don't sell my chametz to me. I'm not buying your chametz. You make me a shliach to sell your chametz, and I have a right to make a shliach to do it for you, for everybody. So I take the whole thing with all the names, and I make Rabbi Herschel the shliach. It's not that common.
I said everybody has their own
guy. Well, no, we don't have our own guy. And the guy comes, he's there, and he goes through all the... I'm not sure, maybe they don't do my mishlas, maybe they do a disa, maybe they do a different kinyan, I'm not sure. They do everything. They do over as many as they can, because they want to make sure it's chal.
Might that be called the right, the shicha might not work?
Again. It's a big shaila. I don't want to get involved with that now. Dr. Gemara Weiter. B'idach. So there's three things. Three things that the mechanism is the Hilchus Ablai Taima. It's a reason. But the mechanism is the Hilchus Ablai Taima. Number two. Chadaha. My Mishlashtam. B'idach. Damar of Yudam and Shmuel. Hakaisim called the Chasim of Ishtar the Asal of Betrapa. Somebody who gives away all his money to his wife doesn't mean to give it to her. He means to make her a guardian over it. Now, he didn't say that. He says, I'm giving it. If somebody says, I'm giving Kol Chasam to Reuven, it becomes Reuven's. We say that the average person doesn't mean to leave his children without any money. And he's using his wife as a way to take care of it till the children grow up, or capable of taking care of it. I doesn't say that. There's a reason for it. But it works without a reason.
So what does that mean?
What's the reason?
Hello.
What is the
special thing? The reason? The reason is because Chazal say most people don't leave their kids without money. And by writing everything to his wife, which legally means it all belongs to his wife, he's leaving his kids penniless.
Why would he do it in the first place?
So we say most people don't want to leave their kids without Yerusha. And therefore, we say that the star means guardianship. Unless he writes out the Farish a present. If he says the word a present, then we don't get involved.
So there is a reason. There is a reason.
The mechanism is not there. The star doesn't say she's a guardian. The star says she's receiving it.
Every time it says, this is why, Tnu Tzahu. Who said that?
Again, let's step back. The star says, Reuven, we don't have Reuven in this year. I, Dan, am giving all my property to my wife. That's what the star says, and he hands her the star. She now owns all his property. That's what the star says. Came along Chazal and said, the star said that, we say, we're turning it into guardianship.
No,
Anyway, but the problem is that he's saying now that he didn't mean a present, or that he didn't mean a present. Whatever he says now, the word said I gave it to you. Again, what if he said he meant the present? What happens now? The third thing is, V'idach, Zamer Reb Chananya, Hamesi Isha Libnei Gadol Babayas Kanai. This is an interesting halacha. That a person who marries off, there's five conditions, I hope I remember them. He marries off his oldest son. It's the first child he's marrying off. The boy is marrying a girl that never got married.
Boy was never married.
Other condition is that he built this house and never used it since he built it. He said he wants it to be for his son's chuppah, for his son's shevet brachos. So we say he means to give it to his son. Automatically. I, there was never a kinyan. We say that that's what happens. The guy builds a house for his son's shevet brachos. Doesn't use it. Puts it aside. Has no use for it. He doesn't store anything in it. He doesn't keep it for anything. And then he marries off his oldest son, who's his first son who marries off, to marry a girl, and again, I forgot the one of the conditions. He automatically, the son owns the house. We say, that's what a regular person means. Did he mean it? Do we know he meant it? There was that kinyan, but there's no raya, no kinyan. The hilchos of b'lay taima. There's a reason they did it, because most people like to give their son, their oldest son, who's marrying first, who's marrying a girl, a house. And most people like to do that. But is there a transaction that took place? Yeah, but where's the transaction of the house? No, I didn't. It's his oldest son who's marrying for the first time, who's his first son who married off. I didn't. I said all three. Yeah. I said five. You're right. There's five conditions. It's his oldest son. It's his son's first marriage. It's his marrying of his first child. It's marrying a psula. And he never used the house for anything else. That's five.
So if he marries off his daughter first,
then it doesn't apply. And if the mother does it, not a father, also doesn't apply. So I'm not going to want to bring a riot that the fathers have more mercy on their children than mothers do. The riot is the father is willing to give away his house to his son. Krachim Abba Bonham.
He has another house after the first son. It's the next son
of Godot. No. So one time, this is the das. Taisa says the reason behind it is because it's normal for kids, people to do that. But where's the transaction? The answer is, the Hilchos of B'lay Taima. Rashi. Dr. Rashi.
But because it's called Hazel Ishto, it's not a transaction type thing. It's a meaning type thing.
What makes it a son's? Right. Where is the transaction? Where is what cancels that transaction? It says he owns it. What takes it away?
Oh, why is he only out of darkness? Why is
he? That's not mechanism. That's meaning.
So they came without a reason and said, no matter what the star says, it means something else.
Right. Meaning this is what it means.
The guy says I meant something else. It doesn't make a difference. Chazal took away that meaning.
Rabbi, come on.
Rashi. Dr. Rashi, Lahachnis Ulahaiti, to be in charge of it. The Ava Pisha Kasful of Elosha Matana, Loikanasa. Vain Tambadavar. There's no legal mechanism. Lakach Tiknu, the Hevka Beznaya Hevka.
No,
when you find a person living in a house. Let me just finish the next question. The Rashi Babayas, Bayas Miyucha Chain the Darba. It's not the house he lives in. And the Asul in the Beis Chasnus, he made it for the son's Sheva Brachas.
When you find a person living in a house, he's living there for 10 years, he has a chazaka of owning the house.
No, no. He claims, we ask him, how'd you get to this house? He has to say he bought it. Can't say, I just didn't hear. Chazaka needs a taina. Chazaka needs a taina. We paskin, you go over the guy and say, why are you living here? He says, I don't know, I'm just living here. Then it's not his. Chazaka is a proof that he bought it.
Because he okay.
Why is the kino here? Is it that it's the transaction part of it, right? Not the meaning part. It's meaning and transaction. There's some kind of way he's being coined now. That's not what the same thing by Kosher called the Ishto.
Again, there's three separate halachas. In two, they made up a kinyan, and in the third one, they canceled one.
Kosher called a chassid that canceled it. This is what he really meant.
Again. Whether he meant it or not, this is the halacha.
Can the Yershim come back afterwards?
Exactly. Don't think about it, right? Amalei Rav, Rav Acha Bardala. Rav said to Rav Acha Bardala, Kaba de Marika Isli Gabach. I have a kav, it's a measurement, of fenugreek. I think it's Marika fenugreek. Saffron, I'm sorry, my mistake. Saffron, that I have by you. Yehovah Leplani, please give it to him. Ba'apei kamina loch. I'm telling it to you in front of him, the loya darnabi. And I won't, I'm not going to change my mind. Because I'm saying it in front of him, that means I'm not changing my mind. Period. Those were Rav's words. Now, there's a problem in those words, but let's just take what he said. So Rav says to Rav Acha Bardala, he's here. And in front of him, I'm telling you that I'm giving him this cob of saffron. And I'm not going to change my mind. And I'm not going to change my mind. Now, why did he have to say that I won't change my mind? Can he change his mind? He's telling about the Bible, and I'm not planning to change my mind. He could. I thought it's a Kenyan. He was telling him, I can't change my mind. Not, I'm not going to change my mind. Since I'm telling you in front of him, I can't change my mind. Rashi. In front of him, I'm promising you shall actually be, I'm not going to change my mind. Bit me a question mark. Hachi come on. Since I'm telling it to you in front of him that you should give it to him, I can't change my mind. Rav already said it. Why would Rav have to tell this to Rav Acha Bardala? Rav taught this. Everybody knows this halakha from Rav already. Rav doesn't repeat halakha twice. It's an interesting thing. In the time of the Gemara, they didn't repeat themselves just to repeat themselves. If Rav said it once, it was said. There was no reason for him to tell it to Rav Acha Bardala. So what's the big deal? Why did he have to tell him? Rav Acha Bardala learned by Rav. He knows how long he heard Rav say it in Shir. So why does he have to reteach it?
No, there was a second part that he said that he can't retract.
Right. Zakti Gemara, Imahi Avamina Filim Hanimili Matana Meruba. I would have thought you need my mitzlush done by a large amount of money. But by a little amount of money, there's a new kinyan. I tell the guy, give it to him. It's an automatic kinyan even if he's not there. Small amount of money. Kamash Malon, the my mitzlushtam needs my mitzlushtam for any amount of money. Rashi. Why do you have to say I can't change my mind? Hanimili, Kamvina Bafana, Matanama Ruba Kigamana. Gamana. Kamash Malaki, Sukhame Babi Kamina Lok Lashminan. The Kaba de Marika, the Matana Muetis, it's a very small Matana. Why Nami Bape also needs to be told in front of the guy. Pliny means the guy here. It's called Pliny. It doesn't say his name. You look troubled. Still busy with the Rebbe Trapa.
No, Rebbe, if you really wanted to bring me over, make me feel good, go through Shas now and say, how many times do we say this is what he really meant? I don't want to embarrass myself because I don't remember any of them, but Rebbe remembers, you can go through Shas.
So he just told me Tank is free.
What?
He told me Tank is free.
No, but every Masechta does 10 things, and every Masechta does things like that.
But they may have a reason why they,
you know,
the time about this is something.
Because most people think this way, that's why.
Is that what the mechanics here?
The mechanics are no mechanics. We say people don't mean to leave their kids. Therefore, we say the star doesn't work. There's a reason why we made this up. But it doesn't work with mechanics. Means that mechanics have no reason. Tyson speaks out, Hilchos of Beloi Taima doesn't mean there was no reason for the takana. It means that it doesn't have a legal mechanics to work on. They just made it happen.
The legal mechanics are also made up, aren't they?
No. For instance, if Mashiach works, the Torah said Mashiach works.
The rise of the Mashiach?
So it's not the rise of
that. Then
we drop on it, instituted a new kind of Kenyan.
Right, they made that up.
No, there's a reason for Mashiach to work. You're showing ownership. Something happening. There's a transaction of showing ownership.
By pulling on the animal eyes.
You're showing ownership. Owners pull the animals, not strangers.
I find that an animal walking around, I pull on it, doesn't make it mine.
That's because it's not, nobody gave you a right to take it. But you're showing ownership. Here, by my mishlastam, the recipient is showing zero.
Can you make up a new kind of kinyan?
Yes, you can. But you better make it up with a whole bunch of people accepting it, not you. That's called stumta. We talked about it. Anything that the world recognizes as a kinyan gets the power of kinyan. I brought the example from the diamond industry.
Mazel Bracha probably didn't make a kinyan, or did he?
That was the decision, I don't know how they decided, in the diamond industry to show final sale.
I would assume it took time for
effect. Honestly, I wasn't there. But when I was a bucker, people were using that as an example already. So it's been around for a long time because I'm an old man. 50 years ago, they were still using this as an example. So I don't know if it's still. It might not be around anymore because it's not as Jewish as it used to be. Once upon a time, the diamond industry was 90% from Yidden. I don't know. Today, I don't know. Today, it moved. It used to be Eretz Yisrael was big, and in 47th Street, or 42nd, whatever, 47th Street. Now, I think in India and in other places, so I don't know how many. Whatever it is, so I don't know if it still works. It was a full time, that's what it was.
But how does this...
I think in there's a thing called a handshake. I think that's called a final commitment. I'm not sure, I don't know legally.
But
what makes a handshake a kinyan? The fact that it's accepted worldwide as a kinyan.
I know, but it takes time to
look. Again, everything takes time. Well, Chazal make it takana, that's time. Chazal make it takana, it works. There was no takana of a handshake.
Well,
That's Chalipin. That's a deraisa. Any keli. Pen, yarmulke, garto. That's a chalipin, an exchange. I give you my yarmulke, and instead of that, you are committing yourself to something. Either to give me an item, or to commit to a shlichus.
Give the back the yarmulke first.
You don't have to give it back. Keep it. You want my yarmulke? Who's going to keep my yarmulke? Okay, if they want to keep my yarmulke, I better not give them my yarmulke. I need a yarmulke.
It looks more of a charade.
It's not a charade. I'm giving him something. If he wants, he can keep it.
So you're getting it back to Matana?
Yeah, he doesn't need my yarmulke.
So if he gives you Matana, what is the opinion that you got it back to Matana?
You can hand it to me, Pshicho. Hagbah. Picked it up.
There's a tukinyan going on at the same time.
Not at the same time.
One after the other.
Again, by chasen, he commits himself to his tsuba. So in front of two Adam, the rabbi of Masada Kedushin hands him a pen, a garto, a yarmulke, says, pick it up and be kind it, and when you're kind it, commit yourself to what's written in this star. And he commits himself, and they write in the word Zekanina, because the star says they made a kinyan. They didn't do it yet, right? So they leave the Zekanina out, or they leave part of a Zekanina out, and the rabbi has to fill it in. And that the star is saying they made the kinyan. Now, the two Adam have to witness the kinyan, and they sign that they witnessed the kinyan.
And by Amit Shadar, you also do some kind of a chalipin to show commitment?
That's one of the kinyanim they do with the guy, is they make a chalipin.
When I give the harsha, I authorize the rub.
Do I do something with that? That's to make the shlicha stronger. It's not ma'akav. You can make the rub a shlicha on the phone. During COVID, people were making shluchim without kinyan. You couldn't look at the guy. You know. Especially I had COVID. I was doing mekiras chametz while I had COVID. People signed the star. That's one form of commitment. They could call me, and that's also enough. But we like to do it the best, because when you're selling chametz, you don't want to play around. You want to make sure it's all. By the guy, they do chalipin. So Rabar gives him the yarmulke and says, here, or whatever, he gives him the pen. Says, acquire the pen. The guy says, yeah, it's my pen. Do it. Now that it's my pen, can you give it to me in exchange for the chametz? I said, sure. He gives him the pen. And he got chametz. he made a kinyan on the pen, and then he gave back the pen as a chalipin. And Rabar keeps the pen. It's his pen.
I sold a compliment this real quick for that.
To chalipin.
Yeah, I gave him $1 as a gift, because he's now going to buy the compliment. It's yours, and I'm just going to keep it in my house. So
what I do is, it's a big child. I did the same. I gave it to him to pick up. I said, pick it up, it's yours. And here's $1. I want to pay you to buy the thing and then give it to me. So I did Mashiach and Kesef. First I gave him Kesef to buy it for me, besides Mashiach, and then gave him Kesef back to buy it from him. He walked away with money. He made money on the deal. Some people don't like the title. Everybody should have a wonderful day. And Dr. Harris, diving for me, guys.
Yes. I am ready dabbing for you. Don't worry. Dabbing for your daughters, too.
For all of us.
Yes, and all of Klai Yisrael.
Marish dabbing.